Chapter 15, The State of Self-Realization, Self-Realized Person. A self-realized person is one who has discovered his Godhead, realized the Supreme Self, Atman, attained that divine state by shedding all his vasanas, thoughts, desires. He no longer identifies with his physical body, mind and intellect. Consequently, becomes free from the persecution of action and perception, emotion and thought. Transcends the limitation of the waking, dream and deep sleep states to merge with the limitless reality. Spiritually enlightened, he becomes omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. A human being is constituted of the pure consciousness combined with the gross, subtle, and causal bodies. The consciousness functioning through these bodies becomes the waker, dreamer, and deep sleeper, respectively. The waking, dream, and deep sleep are the three conditioned states of consciousness. Your entire life is restricted to these states. At any time of your life, you assume only one of the three personalities. When you enter the waking state, you assume the personality of the waker. The waker experiences the waking world alone and rejects the dream and deep sleep states. So do the dreamer and deep sleeper experience their respective states and reject the other two. Each state exists only for the respective personality experiencing it, who alone attributes a reality to it, but not the other two personalities. Hence, each one has a relative reality. The consciousness runs through all the three states of waking, dream, and deep sleep. Furthermore, the consciousness exists beyond the three states in its original purity, free from conditioning. That supreme consciousness is eternal, all-pervading, infinite. The self-realized merges with the consciousness, becomes one with the absolute reality. The consciousness is the substratum of the microcosm as well as the macrocosm, the center around which both of them revolve. The microcosm and macrocosm merge with the eternal consciousness.